This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Diflucan IV, Fluconazole. This leaflet provides important information about using Diflucan IV. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about Diflucan IV. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being treated with Diflucan IV? Diflucan IV is used to treat certain fungal and yeast infections. It belongs to a group of medicines called azole antibiotics. It works by preventing the growth of the fungal and yeast organisms causing your infection. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Diflucan IV has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Diflucan IV is available only with a doctor's prescription. This medicine is not addictive. What should I know before treatment with Diflucan IV? Warnings. Do not use start treatment with Diflucan IV if you are allergic to fluconazole, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, or any medicines related to fluconazole such as miconazole, ketoconazole, or clotrimazole. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, skin rash, itching, or hives. You must not be given Diflucan IV if you are taking any of the following medicines: terfenadine, or esomeprazole, a medicine used to treat allergy; sisapride, a medicine used to treat stomach problems; erythromycin, a medicine used to treat infections; pimazide, a medicine used to treat mental illness; quinidine, a medicine used to treat irregular heartbeat. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any foods, preservatives, or dyes, or any other medicines. Are taking medicines for any other condition? Other medical conditions: liver problems, heart problems, kidney problems. Your doctor may need to monitor the function of the liver using blood tests. Be sure to follow the doctor's advice if regular checks on your child's liver are recommended. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Diflucan IV use should be avoided during pregnancy, except on doctor's advice for severe or life-threatening infections. Effective contraception should be used in women of childbearing potential and should continue throughout the treatment period and for approximately 1 week after the final dose. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor about the need for an additional method of contraception while being given Diflucan IV. Diflucan IV may decrease the effectiveness of some birth control pills. Diflucan IV is not recommended for use whilst breastfeeding. However, your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines should not be taken with Diflucan. These are listed under Section 2. What should I know before treatment with Diflucan? Some medicines and Diflucan IV may interfere with each other. These medicines and some others may be affected by Diflucan IV, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to use different medicines. These include some medicines for diabetes such as glipizide, tolbutamide, or glibenclamide; some antibiotics, antiviral, and antifungal drugs such as rifampicin, rifaputin, zidovudine, and fetirizine B, azithromycin, saquinavir, or voriconazole; some drugs used for heart problems, such as amiodarone, or verapamil; some drugs used in problems with the immune system, such as cyclosporin, everolimus, tacrolimus, sirolimus, or tofacitinib; some medicines used to lower cholesterol, such as atorvastatin, simvastatin, or fluvastatin; abrocitinib, used to treat atopic dermatitis, atopic eczema; cyclophosphamide, vincristine, vinblastine, olaparib, or ibrutinib, used to treat certain types of cancers. Tolvaptan, used to treat low levels of sodium in your blood, or for kidney problems. Halofantrin, used to treat malaria. Warfarin, used to stop blood clots. Phenytoin, used to treat epilepsy. Prednisone, used to treat inflammation, or suppress the immune system. Theophylline, used to treat asthma. Some benzodiazepines such as midazolam. Lemborexant, used to treat insomnia or sleeping difficulties. Ivacaftor, used to manage cystic fibrosis. Lurasidone, used to manage schizophrenia. Hydrochlorothiazide, used for treating fluid problems. The contraceptive pill, birth control pill. Carbamazepine, used in the treatment of epilepsy and bipolar disorder. NSAIDs such as naproxen, diclofenac, and celecoxib. Vitamin A. Opioid painkillers such as alfentanil, fentanyl and methadone. Losartan, used for treating high blood pressure. Antidepressants such as amitriptyline and nortriptyline. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Diflucan IV. How is Diflucan IV given? How much will be given? Diflucan IV is usually infused slowly into a vein. Diflucan IV will only be given by a doctor or nurse. Your doctor will decide how much Diflucan IV you will be given each day. How long will Diflucan IV need to be given? The amount of Diflucan IV you receive and the length of your treatment will depend on your body weight and kidney function. It will also depend on how quickly the infection is brought under control. After a while, the injection may be stopped, and you may begin to receive Diflucan capsules or oral suspension by mouth. Follow the instructions provided by your or your child's doctor carefully. If too much Diflucan IV is given, because Diflucan IV is given to you by a health professional, overdose is unlikely to arise. However, if you are concerned that you may have been given too much Diflucan IV, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know during treatment with Diflucan IV? Things you should do. If you are a woman of childbearing potential, talk to your doctor about the need for an additional method of contraception while being given Diflucan IV. Diflucan IV may decrease the effectiveness of some birth control pills. If you suffer from HIV or have a weakened immune system and develop a rash while being given Diflucan IV, tell your doctor immediately. If this rash worsens, Diflucan IV may need to be stopped. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Diflucan IV. Things you should not do. Do not start treatment if you have ever had an allergic reaction to any medicine containing fluconazole, any of the ingredients listed at the end of this CMI, driving, or using machines. Be careful when driving vehicles or operating machinery as occasional dizziness or seizures may occur. Drinking alcohol. No information available. Looking after your medicine. Your hospital pharmacy will store the Diflucan IV. Diflucan IV should be kept in a dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. When to discard your medicine. Discard any medicine that has passed the expiry date. This medicine should only be used for one patient on one occasion only. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Nausea or feeling sick, vomiting, headache, stomach pain, indigestion, diarrhea, acne, soreness at the injection site, blurred or abnormal vision, hot flushes, constipation, low blood potassium which can result in fatigue, muscle cramps and abnormal heart rhythms. This side effect may show up when you have a blood test. Changes in liver function. This side effect may show up when you have a blood test. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you or your child have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Allergy or reaction related. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue. Difficulty in swallowing. or breathing, asthma, wheezing, shortness of breath, skin changes, yellowing of the skin or eyes, also called jaundice, sudden or severe itching, skin rash, hives, bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal, reddish or purplish blotches under the skin, flaking of the skin, changes to urine, dark urine and light colored bowel movements, cholestasis, signs of frequent or worrying infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers, other, fainting, seizures, or fits, fast or irregular heartbeat, increased sweating. What to do? Call your or your child's doctor immediately, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these serious side effects, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you or your child experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Diflucan IV contains. Active ingredient. Fluconazole. Other ingredients. Sodium chloride 0.9% solution. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Diflucan IV looks like. Diflucan IV is a clear, colorless solution and comes in clear glass vials of 50 milliliters and 100 milliliters. Australian registration number. OSTAR 47461, 100 mg per 50 ml. OSTAR 47462, 200 mg per 100 ml. Who distributes Diflucan IV? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number. 1-800-675-229. www.physimedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in June 2025. Registered trademark.